Paul Cooney on 850-6597.
On Dublin's Q102.
Oh, we love Mondays we do here in Dublin's Q102. Paul Cooney with Dermot Jewell, the CEO of the Consumers Association of Ireland. We'll be revisiting problems some of our listeners have been experiencing with various organisations and various retail outlets. We'd also like to hear from you. If you have a problem, we can look into it for you. It might be a car problem, which you'll be hearing about shortly. It could be a problem with one of the utility companies. The deal, as always, if you'd like to talk to us on air, 850-6597 is the number, 850-6597. It's a no one number. Or indeed, you can text us if you don't want to come on air. We can discuss your problem. 57102 for 20 cent. That is with, with E-Mobile. So, evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Aidan. You well?
Have you got your tickets for Chris Brown of the
O2? No, missed on that one. Yeah. Missed on that one.
I'm with you on that one for various reasons. All right, let us get into this. We'll be looking and talking to a few people from last week who had problems, see how they got on. And we'll be talking to a couple of people who are having problems that have been onto us in the past few minutes. Deirdre Fitzgerald is one of them. We'll be hearing from her shortly. She had a problem with AA membership. And another problem we'll be hearing about somebody who paid a lot of money to do a legal secretarial course, ended up getting a job after a few months in, walked away, but didn't get any money back, and is kind of like a little bit upset about that. I think you can understand being hard done by, but will those dreaded terms and conditions come into play? We'll find out shortly. How are things with you guys at the CAI?
Yeah, we're not so bad. We're busy. We're trying to close out the magazine. Our magazine is online, as I think
okay,
most people know us. We're trying to close it out and get the December issue out, so that will go out tomorrow.
Lovely.
Or up tomorrow, should I say. And then at the same time, we're trying to do the same for January, but this week a lot of focus is going to go into the budget. So,
all right, of course, yeah, you'll be looking for all the hidden stuff, as
absolutely,
they say in that
yeah,
finance bill,
so,
which a lot of people don't see on the first reading of it or the first.
No, and it's hard to get that detail, and so much of it has been leaked already. But and that's the worrying part, because you say that's great, that's what we know now. What's coming in January,
that's
February, which are
the
add-on pieces?
Just to reiterate, you guys are a voluntary body. That fair?
Yeah, we're independent.
Okay.
And so we're funded by the average consumer who gives us pays a subscription.
Yeah, all right.
And it's
and how do people sign up for that subscription, and what do they get for it?
Well, they go to the website, which is www.thecai.ie.
Okay.
Take a look at what was there. You can see a couple of free samples of the consumer choice. You can download some product tests. It's €24 a quarter.
Okay.
And what people get is they get obviously full access to the website, so you can see all of our research going back as far as 2008.
Lovely,
maybe,
all right.
And all of the current product tests that we carry. They're unique product tests, and that's the whole point of consumer associations right across the globe. They carry out independent tests of washing machines, dishwashers, fridge freezers, you know, you name it, telephones, everything. So we tell you what's the best one to get and other elements like that. And apart from then, there's the lobbying side. And then, of course, because you're a member, you can come forward and join our council if possible, if you're interested and
very
maybe
good.
Want to contribute.
All right, so they can do that online.
CAO
wouldn't be too happy with that.
You never know.
All right, Caroline Fallon was with us last week, and Caroline was having an awful problem with her gas meter in the fact that there was loads of money credited to it.
That's right.
In her view, only the money didn't transfer over.
Yeah.
Caroline, we asked you to have a week away and come back to us. What happened?
Well, my husband rang. Hiya, Sonny. Hiya.
How
my
doing?
Husband rang the next day, and he was 40 minutes on the phone, and they were saying, "Oh, it's gone here, it's gone there," and all the rest of it, right? So, a lady who called Michelle Kearns rang my husband back that afternoon, and she said that she had actually heard me on the on the show, and she actually couldn't believe that it had taken so long to, you know, it had been going back and forth so often.
Joined the card.
Pardon?
I say join the crew, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, you know. So, to cut a very long story short, she actually said that there was a digit wrong on my my meter. Something was wrong that was registered when I was making the complaints. And she said, I actually would have never gotten that money back, right? She said it would have just kept going on and on and on and on. But, to cut a very long story short, she couriered out a cheque to me on Thursday evening.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so, you know, I can say is thank you so much to you, because, I mean, you did for me in 48 hours what I couldn't get done in nearly 2 months.
Thanks, Carolyn. That's brilliant. I'm glad you got the check.
Delighted.
And you're
I'm
all happy now.
Michelle Cairns, yes.
I'm absolutely delighted now. And I got an extra key to open my meter. And because of I was opening the meter door so often, the door fell off it, right?
Okay.
And yeah. So my husband said to ask Michelle, would she mind sending somebody out? So that also has been fixed. So not only have I been reimbursed with my money, I got a new key and a new door.
Well
so
done.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, and they owed me €152 and they sent me a cheque for €200.
Ah, fantastic.
Ah, that's lovely. Yeah. That's terrific.
Yeah. Well
that's,
done, Caroline.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much. As I said, I wouldn't have gotten it back only for you guys.
All
what
right.
We're here for.
You're very
that's
good.
Yeah, listen, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much and happy Christmas.
And many returns to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, cheers. That's Caroline Fallon. That's a great start to this evening's show.
That's good. It's
but
great.
It goes to show you, like, Bargosh is such a huge body with such a huge amount of customers that things do slip through the cracks. But when we get onto the people who could make the decision,
they're happy to resolve it.
They do, and well done, Michelle. There.
And well done, exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
Well
so everybody's happy
brilliant.
There, which is what we want to hear.
Happy days.
All right.
Wish they were all like that.
Yeah, and I mean, in the matter of just 2 days, it was all they turned it
super.
Around. Don't get a chance to do this too often, but listening to Q102, I hear this on my pad, on my iPad app in south of China, Panyu, Guangzhou. It's 2 a.m. says Peter Whelan, and it's sounding great as always. He's obviously a big fan of the consumer.
Hi,
show,
Peter. So nice to hear that. That's
right,
great.
What have we got about? 2:15. I wonder, is he up late working or up late partying or just can't sleep? Anyway, thanks very much for that. And just one more piece of housekeeping before we get back to what we're supposed to be getting back to. And that is, I never announced the person who's going into the draw for the Simple Minds box on Friday. And we do that Friday evening. But today's qualifier is Johnny O'Mahony from Cartersbridge Road, Finglas West in Dublin 11. Thank you very much for all your entries to that. We'll give you another chance to get into that qualifying draw tomorrow, all going well. A big problem with the Renault car, which we're going to talk about shortly. And now this email, it's just there's far too much detail in it. We'd probably need more than an hour to get through all of it. Suffice to say, you've read the letter.
Yes.
And you know there are an awful lot of problems in there.
Absolutely.
The car is owned by Mr. Thomas Smith, and he joins us now. Hi, Tommy.
How are you doing?
We're not going to have time to run through the list of problems so far, but suffice to say there are 10 well-detailed points, and this is just an awful situation. Basically, brand-new car purchased in 2007 at a cost of over €24,000, and you haven't been happy with the whole procedure. It's pretty shocking. Dermot, over to you. What needs to be done here?
Well, okay, I just have one question, Tommy. You know, it mentions, you know, going down quite a bit, but that you extended the warranty, you decided you'd hang on to the car, and you extended the warranty for 2 years.
Yeah, the trade-in value wasn't worth trading in, so...
No, I appreciate that. But
I decided to hang on to the car.
Of course. And what did they say at the time came with the warranty, if you know what I mean? Did they say to you, look, this is what you need because it'll solve all your problems? Or how did that come about?
No, I asked them, was there any other warranty I could take out on the car that I have so much trouble with it that I need some backup to fall back on?
Right. Okay.
And they suggested that I take out the extended warranty. In the meantime, Reynolds have done their own warranty now.
I understand that, yeah.
This was with an insurance company.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. And now they've taken out, after that, they didn't have it at the time. I wanted to take it, if you understand me.
Yes.
So I took out the extra warranty of €419.
Yeah.
And then I had a problem with the cylinder head, number 3, for €98, which they did cover.
Yes.
And then I had a problem with the door. I had a problem with a door leak. There was water in the door leak.
Yeah.
And they said that wasn't covered. And then the auto key for opening and closing the car.
That wasn't covered, I'd say.
That wasn't covered either.
They won't cover those.
I started to think what was covered.
Yeah, that's exactly. Point, yeah. That's kind of the point I tried to get around to. Look, Tommy, let me be straight about this. There's a lot to it. You've outlined it really well. And what I suggest you do, because there's a history here, and whilst some elements of it seem to have been reasonable, there are others that come across as being anything but reasonable. And now, for the purpose of listeners, let me explain that Tommy has sent in a, you know, we're looking at a few pages here, but there are 10 points, for example, that form a part of what happened and over a period of time, over different years, and it goes into detail, and it basically paints a picture of an extremely I suppose the best way of putting it, it's a poor quality car, because this happened from fairly early on after Tommy had purchased this car. So Tommy, all I can suggest to you at this stage, because you've been the Renault route, you've been through a variety of elements forever, you know, over the last number of years, what I suggest you do is you need to get in touch with the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, that's SIMI, and you need to go to their website at simi.ie. Now, they have a tribunal, and what I think you need to do is send, get in touch with SIMI and tell them that you've been on to ourselves here, and that there's a you want to have your problem reviewed by the tribunal, and they will send you the form, and all you need to do is, because you have all this here, you just need to copy and paste it into the form and send it back to them. There's no cost to this now, it's just to do it.
What happens then, Dermot? Will they invite Tommy in, invite Renault
in? What happens is they send this to the tribunal. Well, what happens is SIMI, they start a process of contacting everybody involved. So they will contact you, Tommy, they'll contact the garage involved, and they'll basically try to see what they can do to get some traction on this, movement. And if they can't, then what they'll do is they'll eventually send it to the tribunal, and the tribunal has a number of experts that are brought in on certain occasions. So they would look at this and say, they'll make a determination. Now, that's for them to decide. It's not for Tommy. Tommy, you don't have to accept whatever's decided, but at least it takes the thing through quite a number of professional people who know what they're talking about, and it would help you significantly.
And they might get answers often.
Well, yes, this is it, you know, and it's kind of a well-known tribunal process, and it's been going for quite a number of years. And as I say, two key points here: one, it's at no cost to you, and two, as I say, you get a lot of professionals looking at your problem.
And they are the trade association for
the
motor industry,
exactly.
So they want motors.
SIMI. Yeah.
And have a look at that.
And look at this as well. Well maintained car, low mileage car of only 64,000 kilometres, 2007. I mean, Renault should be baiting your door down saying, please stay with us as a customer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because the obvious thing is, after you've had a bad experience with a company, you tend to say, well, I won't be all near them again once I get this one resolved.
Exactly. And there's a litany of little problems and faults. I mean, I know some of them were fixed, but the difficulty is, exactly as Tommy points out in the letter, is that it's now coming to the end of the 5 years, the warranty is expiring, and what am I going to do next? Because you can tell there's going to be problems. It's just a continuation of the problem.
Right.
So it needs to be brought back. What caused this? What's the problem? And are we talking about merchantable quality or not at the point of sale?
The thing that strikes me as well, Dermot, is how long will SIMI.ie take to look into this? Will they keep you abreast of things? Or are you going to be sending this letter off sort of saying, will I hear in 2 weeks? Will I hear in 3 weeks? Will I hear in 4 weeks?
From the feedback I've got from previous consumers who've used this, they do keep in touch. I mean, they have a time limit. In other words, they will say to Tommy, right, we're going to go out here, and they have X amount of time to come back to us. If they don't, it goes to the tribunal, you know, that kind of thing. So it's down to days and weeks, so it's not so bad.
Are you happy with that, Tommy?
Yeah, at least it's something. It'll make something move.
Yeah, hopefully.
Me talking to Renault is getting nowhere.
Okay, well, good luck with that, and then come back and have a chat with us as soon as you hear back.
That's
from
great. I'll let you know.
All right, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Tommy Smith there with a problem with his car. I'm sure that he'll be delighted to try and get that resolved, and hopefully SIMI can do that and do it as soon as they possibly can. All right, this is Dublin's Q102. Dermot Jewell, Consumer King, is with us in studio this evening. Caroline Fallon was on earlier on. She was having a problem that was going on for a long time with Bord Gáis, and we managed to get it solved in just 48 hours. Caroline was sort of saying she got a full refund, a few bob extra thrown in, and Bord Gáis moved swiftly to address her problem. So now we're wondering, if you've got an issue and you'd like us to help you with it, doesn't matter what it is, if it's consumer related, let us know and we'll see what we can do. You can call us 850-6597. It's a no one number, of course. Or you can text us 57102 for 20 cent with e-mobile.
Call Cooley on 850-6597. On Dublin's Q102.
And we're back, and we have, this is an awkward one, or it's an unusual one as well. Veronica handed over a big wedge of cash to do a course, and then she left the course. It seems like a serious amount of money. There was no offer of any sort of a refund. Veronica, how are you? Well,
hiya.
A little bit peeved off that, I suppose, that the money is sitting in someone else's account.
Very peeved off, yeah.
What happened? This is going back to 2007 now.
No, it's not. I was just looking at the thing here. You know, it's just kind of to warn other people more so than anything. I mean, there's not much hope of me getting anything back.
Well, fair play. Okay, fair play to you. Go on, what happened?
2005.
Right, 2005, yeah.
Yeah. I paid €2,450 for a course, for a legal secretary course. And in the meantime, I got a job. I was offered a job in a different field altogether. And I just didn't do the course. So when I rang them up looking for my money back, they said I wasn't entitled to it. That I paid for the course, I didn't do the course, and that was my fault, basically. Now, I had to borrow that money from the credit union, which I had to pay back, and I'm still at the loss of €2,450.
Ouch. But is there anything you can do, isn't it? You've signed up for it and you haven't taken it.
Yes, that's what you said.
Yeah.
You signed up for it, you haven't taken it. You know, it's your own fault.
And Veronica, when you were signing up, this is a long time ago.
I know, but you know, when you were told at the time that you know.
Yeah, I know. Go away. I appreciate that.
You know.
And tell me this: did they give you any documentation? And did any of the documentation anywhere say, in the event that you don't attend the course or whatever, that you are not getting your money back?
No, all I got was one page course recommendation, right? My name, how much it was going to cost. I could take it at my own ease, like, you know, because at the time I had a part-time job.
Right.
And I could take it at my ease whenever.
Oh, I see. Very good.
You know, it was something I could do over in my own time.
Right.
Which I agreed to.
Yes.
And everything was going grand. And then I was offered a job. And so I just rang them and said, well, look, you know, I've been offered a job and I'm going to take the job. So can I get part of my money back, because I hadn't done very many. I think I was only in there maybe 7 or 8 times.
Right, yeah.
And they said, oh no, you can't get your money back.
And
you know,
Veronica...
you paid for it and you didn't do it. That's kind of your loss, you know?
Yeah, so how long was this course supposed to take?
It could have taken over any period of time.
Okay, but when you say you were in there, did you go to a school of some description and take classes?
It was in a course training place. I don't know whether I should name it on
not yet.
The radio or not, but it's a well-known course. You get your papers.
Right, okay.
To say that you did this course here, and it's the top place, basically,
right,
in the country. So
okay.
I probably don't have to mention it out to very many people.
Could you still do that course if you wanted to, have them pay the money, or is there a window closed there?
That's what I said, if I could still do the course, and because, or if my daughter could take over because it was already paid for, and they said, no, nobody else can do it in your name, just you. But because I'm not doing the legal secretary anymore,
yeah,
it's of no value to me.
Yeah.
Do you know?
That was a bit...
And are they still in business? They are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are.
Because they're in top school, yes, I understand.
Do we talk off air about this and have a chat with them?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what we're going to do? Going to give you a little call afterwards, get all the details, and we're going to give them a little follow-up call to see if we can get a goodwill gesture out of the face.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you very much.
All right. No, you're very welcome. Thanks, Veronica.
Thank you.
Talk to you again. Bye.
Thanks indeed. And I suppose Veronica's lesson there, she was keen to point out as well that when you sign up for something, make sure you know exactly what you're entitled to, and more importantly, I suppose, what you're not entitled to.
Well, this is the point. Yeah, it's coming back a little bit to Tommy's problem. If you're taking out a warranty, I wouldn't ask what's covered. I always ask the question, what
isn't
this
covered?
Not cover?
Yeah.
You know, and then you've a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Tommy is wrong or anything
No.
But it's always good to ask that.
But you can understand as well where somebody signs up for a course and says, well, I can't do the course. Well, the college might say, well, hang on, you've taken a place.
I understand that too, because, you know, you've taken a place. That's exactly the point.
Yeah.
We can't, it started now. But that's why we need a bit more detail, because Veronica said there, well, you can come in and out of this at any time, which I find interesting. Need to understand it. But the point being, let's be straight to everybody here.
All right.
When you enter into a contract, usually terms and conditions apply. We just need to make sure that there are none in the background there, but this is an unusual one.
Oh,
so we'll follow it up.
It's a buy beware, as they say.
Yep.
Lines are open, 850-6597, or you can text us 57102 for 20 cents. That's with E-Mobile.
Call Cooney. Have your say. Call 850-6597.
Dublin's Q102.
And Dermot Jewell is here with us from the Consumers Association of Ireland, talking all things consumer-related, helping you with your problems. If you want to get in at 850-6597, or you can text me 57102 for 20 cents at E-Mobile. Just wanted to mention, you may recall at the end of last week's show, Mrs. Deegan was on. Imelda Deegan's 21st took place in Nafina, and the Prezies were lost.
Yes.
Well,
they got them back the next day. And just a text there reminding us to remind you. just to bring that story to its conclusion.
That's great. They were in the taxi.
That's right. Yeah. So all was rectified the next day. And the birthday girl got all our prezzies back. Great. And all's well that ends well. And another positive story casting a nice light on Dublin City taxi men.
Absolutely.
Because they don't get enough credit when stuff like this happens. And the bad stuff happens, front page here, you'll read all about it, you'll hear all about it. Mm-hmm. But when the good stuff happens, it seems to be parked in the back pages or buried away. So well done, we salute you. Thank you very much for that.
Happy days.
All right, Stuart is here. Hi, Stuart.
How are you doing? How are things, man?
Good. You have a problem with a dishwasher?
I do, an LG TrueSteam, a very expensive one. Cost me €800 there back in March. And I'm not happy with the engineer's report. He said it was like customers' misuse of it.
What?
Yeah.
What were you, sort of, you're running 17 football teams or a laundrette in your back garden?
And the rest, it was like, it comes up kind of EI and IE, it's the most common thing on the LG dishwashers, you know?
Right, okay.
And I think it's just very, you know, kind of, how can the engineer put down as, you know, that's it, just, they're not entertaining when you ring up LG, you know?
That's gas, because now we have our washing machine at home,
yes,
and it would run.
I had another one there 16 years, I had no problem.
You see, that's it. It would run twice a day, sometimes three times a day, and there wouldn't be a bother on it. Put it in, set the cycle, take it out, go over and over again. That's what they're designed to do, I would have thought.
Yeah, so, no, it cost me a fortune. It's a brick now, just sitting in the kitchen, you know?
Yeah. What do we do here, Dermot?
Waiting 5 weeks, you know?
And Stuart, you got this when? In March? And when did it start to go wrong?
About 5 weeks ago now, and I had an engineer out. I'm still away from that report, but I got the report there today, and it says, like, you know, he installed a PCP board, and then he says, oh, customer's misuse of the product, and it says, we'll not be coming back to fix again, you know?
Well, and Stuart, did they define customer's misuse?
Well, that's I went on the board.ie and I've asked people. It's a very common thing on the LG True Stains, you know.
Right, I see.
And I'm just like, you know, piggy in the middle, you know.
Well, yeah, isn't all your years warranty with this?
I had 6 years warranty.
Oh, all right, okay.
But they're escaping from all the warranty, all the parts of consumer law.
Exactly.
You misused it.
Yeah, and it's just like it's a you know, high end toy, you know.
Absolutely, I appreciate that. So you've asked for the engineer's report that will give you this detail.
Yeah, I had it there. Yeah, and it says customers' misuse, and it says I even went online. It says people, you know, asking people's advice, or and people just going mad. Like, how could you be customers' misuse? You know, it's a domestic, the high end machine. But
it's a machine. You open it, you put dishes in it,
exactly,
you close it, and
that's it. When it comes to electronics, it's like, you know, computers says no. You know,
what is the definition of misuse? Are you standing on it? Are you breaking it with a hammer?
You know what I mean?
How do you know?
It baffles me when somebody writes on it, and, you know, his name's not on the report sheet, you know.
They can't do this, Dermot. Surely this is unreasonable.
No, have you? This is crazy. I mean, normally what I would say to somebody is that, look, you go and you get in touch with them and tell them that.
Oh no! Like, I went back to the shop where I bought it.
You've done everything, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I went back to the shop where I bought, and their hands are tied. They're not listening to me. They listen to the engineer report.
Right, I appreciate that now.
And then I was like, well, because I can print out 20 pages with the same complaint.
Yeah.
Other people have the same problem.
Okay. Well, I suggest that you do two things.
Yeah.
One, maybe you've done this. Have you been in touch with the National Consumer Agency as yet?
No. That's why I went on your website there today, and, you know, it's a bit getting very on the long, but on the long finger, you know, very disheartening. Kind of, it's been 5 weeks now, this Friday.
Yeah,
it's very poor.
You've no dishwasher yet. It is annoying.
Yeah.
Look, there are only two things you can do. One is lodge an official complaint through the National Consumer Agency that this is breaching consumer law, in that you did not misuse it. They won't define misuse, and it's seems to be their way of breaching the law, but more importantly, that there are many others, and send them the copies who are, if you like, I'll put the word, enduring and suffering this same treatment.
Yeah, there's numerous people online. Yeah,
so that clearly indicates there's something seriously wrong here.
When you ring up LG, they don't listen to the customer; they listen to what the engineer said.
Yeah, I understand. It's just extraordinary. The other thing I would do is I would bypass them. To a degree, and challenge this, go to the small claims court.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing that, because I pay, €800 plus I paid the extra warranty, and it's just like I'm just left high and dry, you know.
Absolutely, it's just appalling. I mean, this is really now. I get exercise about things. Yeah. This is a very bad one. This should not be happening.
Then this will drive the drink now.
And then you can't wash the glasses only by hand.
You need to do that. Official complaint to the National Consumer Agency, and if possible, attach the various comments that are there. And I'll be honest with you, apart from that, if you would CC my own organisation, I'd be really grateful.
Yeah, so if I gave your organisation a ring tomorrow.
Absolutely, yeah, 497-8600.
Yeah. And I'll just mention I was talking to you, or
if I was talking to you,
then we can get the ball rolling.
Yeah. And Stuart, keep in touch with us here on the show as well. Okay.
I will indeed. All right then.
Thank you indeed.
Perfect.
God bless. Bye. And maybe if somebody listening from the distributors or the importers of LG, I was down in Australia a couple of years ago, and the life's good, and all the ads were coming on, and they're a big company.
Yeah.
With a little bit of luck, maybe somebody listening there might be able to give us a dig out here and help Stuart out, because it kind of sounds a little bit ridiculous, doesn't it?
Ah, yes. One person I can understand. Two people, perhaps.
Yeah.
Over 20 people, not at all. There's something seriously wrong here with these
machines.
Something
going on there. So maybe someone from LG would like to get in touch with us here at Dublin's Q102. Deirdre has a query about AA membership. This is a tricky one and an unfortunate one. Deirdre, what happened?
Hello, hi.
Hiya.
I bought my insurance, Dermot, off AA, and they offered me the AA Rescue Plus for half price.
Right.
So I decided I'd take it, which was €79. But then I discovered that there was a better deal online. They had Roadside Rescue Plus, a Rescue Plus package for €108. So they agreed I could change and I paid €108 instead.
Right.
So that was fine. I got it out. And then they informed me that the Home Start wasn't included in the Rescue Plus package.
Oh.
Now, if you look under their price comparison package table, Rescue Plus includes Home Start and overnight accommodation and replacement vehicle and all that.
Right.
So I got back to them and asked them why not, and they said that I'd only bought Rescue Plus. There is a Rescue Plus which doesn't include the Home Start, but the Rescue Plus package on the comparisons Rescue Plus package site includes that.
Good Lord.
Now, 3 days later, they changed the ad on the website and took the word package off it.
Are you serious?
Just Roadside Rescue and Rescue Plus. And now I noticed they have the package changed to bundle now.
Right. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So I think they were, you know, when you look on the comparison site for package, the Rescue Plus package comes in with Home Start on it.
Quite right.
Yes, but they only sold me Roadside Rescue and Rescue Plus. But I bought the package, as the ad said, for €108.
So you're wondering why aren't you getting the whole
package? Yeah, I've emailed.
That was the deal.
A guy called David Walsh, customer fulfilment. He stands for.
Right.
And he sent me back an email just to say I just had Rescue and Rescue Plus, no package. And now they've just ignored me since the 20th of November. He won't answer my email now.
Okay, well, that's rather unusual and a little bit disappointing.
Mm.
Would you do us one favour, dear?
I will.
Would you just, you have the email address there, would you just go back to them and tell them that you've been speaking to Aidan and to myself?
Yeah.
And that we've listened to you and you've made it very clear that, you know, you had a package, you saw a better one, you went back, agreed the terms and conditions and paid the money, and now they're not giving you the package, and that we're a little bit surprised that that this has happened. We appreciate they've changed it since, but a bit surprised that it's happened now, and would they review it so that hopefully, you know, they can understand where we're all coming from and that you can come back on next week and tell us that the matter's been resolved.
Mm. The fact that they took the package off the ad, I think, stands for itself.
Yes.
Or maybe they could also
change. Everybody changes,
say that,
don't get me wrong. Particularly coming up to Christmas, they change the packages.
Coming in.
But
it's the same ad for the same amount of money, just the word package taken off.
So you understand. You have, what exactly have you got from them?
I got Roadside Rescue.
Okay, which involves
Rescue
what?
Rescue Plus package I bought for €108.
Okay.
But they're trying to tell me I only have Roadside Rescue and Rescue Plus.
Okay.
The Rescue Plus on its own doesn't include a Home Start. The Rescue Plus package, under the price comparison packages, includes Home Start.
I'm with you, yeah.
All right.
The word package included.
So you wanted the three items and you've only got two.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's, yeah, just
and they're,
that's
they're,
what I
thought. They're now selling them for $149 and $199 for the Rescue Plus bundle.
It's a bundle now, yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was a package when I bought it.
Okay.
They changed all the wording since then.
Okay, well, just if you would tell them that we've listened to you, we understand perfectly what you were offered, that you were offered the roadside rescue plus the home start, home start, Rescue Plus and roadside, and that was the deal at the time for €108.
That was the package.
Yes, yep. And that we'd hoped that they would extend
good
that
honors,
to you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to understand, Dermot, it didn't say Home Start, Rescue Plus. It just said the Rescue Plus package.
Okay, but Home
under
Start
the,
was in
under
it
the package comparison.
It was there.
Yeah, the roadside was included in the Rescue Plus package.
Fair
you
enough.
Know what I mean?
Fair enough.
You should have it then. All right, well, look, do that.
I get back to them.
Get back to them and come back. And you're more than welcome to come back here on Monday. We'll talk about it again.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Thanks.
Bye.
And sure, we won't send Conor Faulkner any more Christmas cards.
Poor old Conor.
He's great. I mean, he is the business. I mean, I'm sure.
I'd say this is another one that unfortunately has gone off. It's not on a screen, and somebody's just looking at it and going, "No, it's not there." It's
exactly.
You can't have it. It's the fact is that this was agreed at the time.
All right, Geraldine's got a problem with a school bag. We'll be hearing from her in just a moment.
Call Cooney. Have your say. Call 850-6597.
Dublin's Q102.
Right, as always, time rocking in, catching up with us. Dermot Jewell, the Consumer Association of Ireland, is with us. Let's see if we can take another couple of calls. Geraldine is with us now. Geraldine, problem with the school bag. Tell us all about it again.
Yeah, hi. I bought a school bag from Bag City in the ILAC Centre.
Okay.
And after 2 months, first of all, the bag is a brand name, it's called Jan Sport.
Yeah.
There's a 30-year guarantee with the bag.
30-year guarantee? That's some school bag. You're going to pass that down to a lot of kids.
I know. I was laughing when the girl said 30 years.
Okay, that's the business. We like the sound of that. €45. So what happened?
After 2 months, the zip broke on the bag.
Oh, dear.
So I brought the bag back to the shop. And there was a lady there as I walked into the shop, and she said, "Oh, it's very unusual to get one of these bags back." She said, "No problem, pick a bag, you know, that you want." I says, "Okay, I'll just take that one."
Yep.
So as we proceeded to go up to the cash register, there was a man there, and the man says, "Oh, no, you can't just give her a school bag like that. It's a manufacturer's 30-year guarantee. I don't guarantee it." So he said, "You'll have to go online," meaning me, "and send the bag back myself."
Yeah, I've no problem selling it to you or making a profit on it for you, but if there's any sort of a problem, it's your problem, not mine, is basically. What do we do here, Dermot?
It's straightforward. Well, it's relatively straightforward. Geraldine, first of all, under no circumstances have you got to contact any third party. The bottom line of it is you gave your money to a store in the ILAC Centre, and that retailer entered into a contract with you, so they are responsible for resolving the problem with the bag. And the first person you spoke to did everything exactly as she should have
by law,
and by law under the Sale of Goods and Supply of Services Act. So you do need to go back.
Where is the bag now?
I did go back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I left the bag in Sunday last week.
Okay.
And he was to contact me on Monday.
Right.
Now, he did give me a replacement bag, which was absolutely in tatters, how and ever. I brought the bag back then on Wednesday, and he said that he had given the bag that was broke back to the rep, and he was waiting for the rep to fix the bag to give it back to me.
Oh, well.
So...
Oh, this isn't good, sure, is not?
No.
Yeah.
So I got annoyed in the shop, and I did threaten to take a bag. However, I didn't do it. And as I came out of the shop, there was a guard in the ILAC Centre, and I was telling him exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And the guard was saying, "Well, go maybe buy a bag and tell them that when it is resolved to give you your money back." The guard said it was in my right to either get a refund or the bag back.
Well, I tell you, he wasn't bad. He was on the money, the guard. Okay, so where do we stand at the moment? The bag is in for repair. You've got a tatty old bag that your child can't use, so the child is now without a school bag, essentially. How do we resolve this? How do we move it forward?
The best way right now is to go back to the store and say, "Look, I know my rights. I've been on to Q102. I've spoken to Dermot Jewell, spoken to Aidan Cooney, and I know that I have rights. I'm entitled to have the bag replaced all my money back.
Okay.
Not
right,
just
I did actually tell him that because I called him on Monday and I told him that I had been in touch with the consumers and I know my rights.
Right.
And he basically told me, oh, I'll see it in court.
Okay. Wow. Right. He's cheeky, isn't he?
He's just been completely awkward.
Yeah, yes.
You know?
Yes.
Well, if that is to be the case, then realistically, you are far better to just, unfortunately, it's going to cost you another €25, but you need to refer this matter through the small claims court. But you need your bag back.
I know.
Great.
So, but putting it another way, he can't have it every way. He can't have your bag that you paid for.
Okay.
You were entitled to something.
Yeah.
Is it worth Geraldine's time going back and saying, look, you've been on the radio with us and you're coming back on next Monday and it would be in his best interests, public relations and everything else if he were to say, look, we can resolve this? Or does he want to come in here and discuss why he can't refund?
That's probably the
or does
best,
he want
yes.
to discuss? He seems to know more about consumer law than you do, Dermot.
Exactly.
So maybe he'd like to come on and talk about that if he's that confident. So would you like to do that? Invite him on for us, Geraldine?
I could invite him on for you, but to be honest with you, this guy has just been so awkward. I think it might be a better idea if you contact him.
Okay, leave that with us then.
I've got his name, the name of the shop, and the telephone number.
All right, we'll get that off you. You hang on there and we'll get that off you.
Because to be honest with you, Dermot and Scott, this whole thing is just stressing me out.
Okay, really going to leave you there and we'll get those details and we will come back because very quickly we want to take one final call. Tom brought two presents in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, two different shops, was told no refund on either gift. Is this allowed?
It is, but usually people give gift receipts now. I'm a bit surprised at that. But obviously they don't want these products brought back under any circumstances. To explain very, very quickly, when you purchase something, unless there's something wrong with it, you're not entitled to bring it back. But at Christmas time, and particularly in places like Blanchardstown, you can ask for a gift receipt. And what that means is that if it's the wrong colour or the wrong size, whoever you're giving the gift to can bring it back and exchange it. So I'm surprised that they're not offering this provision. They don't have to. To explain, they don't have to.
Is it work onto the management of the shopping centre and saying, look,
will you do something for us?
Good fate.
Little bit surprised now, in all honesty. But that said, we don't know the type of store this is. We don't know exactly what we're talking about here.
Right.
But it's a bit unusual. Usually at Christmas time, you can get a gift receipt.
Well, is that okay, Tom? Will you go back to the management there?
Yes, they did ask. They did say we could have a gift voucher or a gift receipt.
Okay.
All right.
But I asked them if it wasn't suitable, would we be able to have an...
A full cash refund.
Oh, no, that won't happen.
All right.
That, being honest, Tom, that'll never happen. Very, very rarely would
Unless
anybody give you back the money.
It
has to be broken or damaged or ripped or torn or whatever.
Okay.
Buyer beware. Thanks, Tom. Cheers.
Cheers,
Tom.
Enjoy
Cheers.
Your show and happy Christmas to one and all. Thank you.
Bless
Thanks.
You.
Thanks, too. Thanks indeed. But again, it is an interest to people. Like, you know, you buy goods in good faith at Christmas and you think, well, if little Johnny doesn't want this, can we get something else? And I can understand the shop is right, Sarah. So, yeah,
absolutely.
You can. We'll offer you everything else in the shop to the same value, but we can't give you cash refund because you bought it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
So beware, as I say. All right, we're creating more work for you here than I think during the day.
I'm kind of struggling
with it. You're supposed to come in and do the hour in the evening, but now you get homework to go away with again.
Oh, God.
But look, thanks to everyone who called this evening, and we will be revisiting some of these cases next Monday, and of course we'll be taking on some new ones as well. Dermot, thank you very much.
Pleasure,
the website, again, remind us all, for people who want to go and have a look.
thecai.ie, thecai.ie.
And everyone is invited and indeed encouraged to sign up and maybe take a membership for a year.
Yes, give one as a gift.
Nice one. Thanks, Dermot.